Hey, Mark Hunter, who's with us to preview. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Marty. I'm good, thank you.
Got the eight races. How did you find dissecting the form for this program?
I like it. I think the track's been, they've had a bit of racing over the Christmas period, Geelong. It's racing well. As James said, a little bit of marking on the inside, so it gives every horse a chance running on. And I think the program, hopefully it works out how it looks. I think it looks all right.
Okay, well, let's have a look at it. We kick things off race one. This is an 1,140-metre two-year-old maiden, and you can take out runners 4, 8, 9, and also 10. Now, the ones in the market are number 1, Bishop Rock at 7. Bounty Hustler is at $7.50, down to $9 Gamekeeper. Landstress is at $9.50, $6 for Faith and Love. Mousy at $4 favourite, and Frankie Pino is at $4.60. So a difficult way to start the day with a couple of the main fancies we've seen at the races, and of course we've got first starters who are in the market too.
Yeah, exactly. Look, the trialers haven't really set the world on fire. I'm going here with number 11, Faith and Love, who I thought trialled pretty well going into that clockwise race at Ballarat. That's the best form reference for this race. It got back second last inside, got absolutely speared off the track on the home turn, which put paid to any chance it might have had, and it held its ground quite well up the straight. We've seen the Moroni horse, the O'Brien horse, come out of that and both run really well in good grade, so I think it's the best form. With race experience from gate one, I think it's got a terrific each-way chance. The beat number 12, Mousy, who comes through the Boxing Day Geelong race. Not sure how strong that form is. It worked home okay. But the best trialer might be number 3, Bounty Hustler, who went to Burrumbeat. Settled midfield, finished the trial off nicely. And 13, Frankie Pino, comes through the same race as Mousy, got back inside and fought on okay. I thought 11 had a good chance here. 11, 12, 3 and 13.
11, 12, 3, 13. We have a look at race 2, maiden over 11.40. You can take out the 6, and we've got number 1, Everywhere Man, who's only had the one start and was placed on debut. It's at $5. We go to 9.50 for Runbro. Brigantine Bar is at 5. Then we're looking at Matombo at 2.70, Star Creation 3.30.
Yeah, pretty much a two-horse race, 8 and 5. I think number 8, Star Creation's got a great chance here of upsetting the favourite and winning first up. It's a horse that's been really costly for punters. It's been beaten at short odds a few times, but comes back from a spell here. I like the way it's trialled. I think 11.40 is ideal first up. It'll sit back in the field, deep under ride, come to the outside. And I think it can run down number 5, Mutombo, who's got speed. It's just beaten its sail. It's going to be up on the pace. It's the one they have to beat. 1, Everywhere Man, is another one with pace. Went okay on debut. And a gap after that, maybe number 3, Runbro, who's trialled fairly. I don't think win might be a place chance. Two-horse race. I like 8 to beat 5, 8, 5, 1 and 3.
8 from 5, 1 and 3. Now to the third over 24.60. We've got number 1, Cool Dude at 3.90. 4 for Cronach, down to 3.80 for Danubian. And Mourner Host is at 2.30, the favourite.
Yeah, someone's going to get their birthday here. I'm with number 9, Mourner Host, who should have won 2 starts ago. It got held up, got clear too late, ran on well. Then went to Geelong Boxing Day, was given every possible chance. Loomed up on the turn, was no matching the straight. Now, this is no harder. It's going to win a distance maiden soon, and it won't get a better chance than this one. To beat number 1, Cool Dude, just beaten in a better race last time, looks the obvious danger. 8, Danubian, got a bit held up inside last time. It's racing consistently. And next best, number 3, Cronach, who's a distant 4th pick. It's just disappointing last time, but I'd be surprised if any of the others could feature in this race. 9, 1, 8 and 3.
9 from 1, 8 and 3. We then go over to the next race, race number 4, and having a look here, we've got 2 equal favourites only at the 7-horse field. We've got number 1, Enunciate, 9.50, Perfect Trick, 6.50, 2.90 for Abiro. It's one of the equal favourites. Elite Tiger at 7. Rosser Antico, who won 2 starts back, is the other equal favourite, 2.90.
Yeah, I think you can win again, Rosser Antico. It's a horse that used to get back and need luck and everything to go right, but they've completely turned its racing pattern around in recent times. Last start at the Valley, it was pushed forward, sat 1-1 in a much, much stronger race behind Ocean X. I don't think it really handled the Valley. It wobbled around the bend. It held its ground okay up the straight. It drops in grade here. Got a terrific chance to bounce back to the winner's stall. To beat number 4, Elite Tiger. Hasn't had much go right this campaign with riding tactics and bad luck. It got held up last time. It deserves a win. 3, Abiro. Look, it went okay at Sandown. I think it's short enough odds that it was entitled to make ground there. And 4th pick, number 1, Enunciate. who should get a lovely run from the draw. I think the top five are the chances. I'll go 5, 4, 3, then 1.
So 5 from 4, 3, and 1 in race 4. We now have a look at the legs of the quaddy, race 5 being the first leg, and he can take out 3, 9, 11, and also number 16. Number 1, A Credit, is at 8, 6.50 for backfill. Then we're down to Gracious Garcon, who was at 2.80. Lightly raced, but comes off of a good second recently. Long Claws at $6. And the others, bar Scorpio Sunset, who's at 7, are at double figures.
Well, I think it's the best value for the day, Scorpio Sunset. It's the one start at Moonee Valley on the soft track. It was three wide all the way in the field at 9. It didn't have any blinkers on. It was green as grass, laid all over the horse inside it, lost momentum. It was entitled to drop out and run a long last and had the cheek to get going and finish 6th. And was quite strong through the line. The blinkers go on. It meets a pretty weak race. I think it's got a great each-way chance here. To beat number 5, Gracious Garcon. It's the obvious. It ran 2nd at Caulfield. There's been some pretty ordinary form out of the ones behind it, so I wouldn't be rushing in at the shorts. 3rd pick, number 1, A Credit. Beaten in a small field and a pretty weak race there at Bairnsdale, but it was strong through the line. It's going to really appreciate 1,400 metres. After that, out to number 6, Long Claw. Trial recently in blinkers, wasn't really tested. It was behind yesterday's, the thing that won the maiden Columbus Circle in the first. It trialled okay. It'll be running on. 13, terrific value chance from 5, 1 and 6.
13, 5, 1 and 6. So Scorpio Sunset currently at $7 with tab.com.au. We go over to race number 6, class 1, 11:40, and here we've got number 1, Soloro at 6. Very short is Clarissa's Cliffs. Shown ability too. It's at $1.50, $7.50 La Tigressa, and then we're down to Meow, who's at $6.50.
Yeah, I think every time you refresh the odds, you see the odds come in here for number 2, Clarissa Cliffs. I can see why. It shows terrific ability. It was a good maiden debut win at Sale, then went to Sandown and ran a terrific second behind Declaration of Heart with I Am Queen 3rd. It's fantastic form. It's trialled really well recently. Got gate 1, we'll probably get headed early, so just needs to get clear at the right time. I think that's about all you're worried about. I think number 6, Meow, is a standout for the multiples. It was a good win first up. It's going to appreciate the 11.40 here. Then out to number 4, La Tigressa. Having its first go on dry, I thought a recent trial was okay. And 1, Soloro, who won a weaker race last time, but did race away from them. It's got a strong place chance as well. I think 2 wins, I think 6 runs a place. 2, 6, 4, and 1.
2 from 6, 4, and 1. We look at race 7, a fillies and mares 64, and we've got number 1, Kissy Me at 6, $5 for Chinqua Dames, down to Cavalier Dion at $3.40 favourite, and Jazzstar, who won on debuts at $3.60.
Yeah, I'm with number 4, Chevalier Dion. I love its recent jump out. Looks like it's come back in great form. It draws for a good run. It'll sit behind them. You think they'd be getting away from the fence a little bit by now, and the race looks perfect for it. I think the big value runner, it's going to need some luck, but number 2, Circus Dancer. Last 2 runs have been good. It was outspent at the Valley. It's going to get the best of luck up the straight. The extra distance will suit. You just need the brakes to come your way in the straight. It'll be charging at good odds. 3rd, number 3, Sink Dames. It probably should have won it wherever. It's got an 18th for its name. Just had absolutely no luck up the straight. And 5, Monkey Magic. Comes through that same Werribee race. It sat 3 wide. It went okay. You'd have to think Sink Dames could turn the tables on it. 4-1 to beat, 2 the value, 4, 2, 3, and 5.
So we go 4 from 2, 3, and 5 in that event, and then we head over to the last, and this race is over 13.40. You can take out 3, 4, and also the 6. We've got number 5, Keysaw at 4, 6.50 for Think Alike. Yulong Earth is at 2.80, Blue Hope at 4.60, and Pretty Bella at $8.50.
Yeah, I think Yulong Earth's the best of the day. It's had the one start on the synthetic track. It sat back in the small field. Weaved its way through, burst through a gap and got the job done in a pretty handy maiden there. Savoy ran 3rd, seen that horse come out and win in town. Yule on Earth has been to the trials recently, trialled against Ollivander. Didn't have the blinkers, came around the outside, wanted to lay in. It was a strong trial. Here the blinkers go on race day. I think it'll sit back, pick them off and win. And Darren Weir's the danger. I'll put number 7, Think Alike, having its first start for him. Trialled really well at Burrumbreed recently. 5 Keysaws, had a couple of goes for Weary. They've been just okay, but it's getting fitter and getting out in trip. And take your pick for 4th, maybe number 9, Blue Hope. We'll get up on the pace, but I don't think we'll run the distance strongly. Place best for it. 8 the best for the day from 7 and 5, then 9.
8, 7, 5, 9. 8 being the best there for Damien Oliver and the Hayes Hayes Dabbing team at Yulong Earth. What about your roughy quaddy play of the day?
Yeah, my roughie, back to race 5, number 13, Scorpio Sunset. My quaddy will cost you $45 for a dollar. First leg will go 1, 2, 5, 6 and 13. Second leg, 1 out, number 2, Clarice Cliffs. Third leg will go 2, 3 and 4. And bit of insurance in the last will come home with 5, 7 and 8. Play of the day, I really like race 6 to make money out of with the trifecta. I'm going to go number 2, Clarice Cliffs to win. I'm going to anchor number 6, Meow, for second. And for third, we'll throw in numbers 1, 3 and 4.
Very good, Mark. Thanks for that and good luck today.
Thanks, Nadia.